Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at bjgeeknation.com.
Your home is going into foreclosure, and you feel like a financial wreck. You don't know where to turn for accurate information. I'm bankruptcy attorney Travis Gagne. Let's talk about some legal options. If we work quickly, we can propose a plan to save your home, modify the loan, or in many cases, even eliminate your second mortgage. The consultation is free. Helps hundreds of people just like you make informed decisions about whether to save their home or exit it on a reasonable, organized timeline. The chapter you choose sets the tone for the next chapter of your life. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, the Rock of Seattle. All right, we got a new viral trend that I don't understand, and I'm waiting for the day, Steve, where, I mean, obviously you, Rev, myself, you know, we're at the demographic, the age group, where we don't understand some things that maybe millennials are digging.
Yeah.
But I think, I can't wait for the day where millennials all of a sudden go, I don't know what the hell those kids are doing. I mean, that's going to happen.
You hope.
Yeah. And I mean, I see this viral trend. I can't wait to see Vicky and Danny's response to this.
I saw this morning, and the first thing I thought is, I think this is the first time maybe all of us can agree that we've completely lost our minds.
Good. I was wondering about this.
Yeah, man.
So the trend I'm talking about, you can check out the video on the BJ and Migs page of KISW.com. This new trend is stapling pieces of bread to trees. And they even have this big community on Reddit where, 200,000 members go, this is what we're doing. This is our thing. Stapling pieces of bread to trees. Okay, next question. Why? No one knows.
Oh.
No one's got a good answer.
Is it for the birds or the squirrels?
Squirrels, for sure.
Definitely for the squirrels.
Yeah. I'm hoping that's why, but you know.
Squirrels love staples.
Yeah. Oh, that's what it is. That's their favorite store.
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. They just press that red button. Squirrels get it whatever they want.
They don't like bread, but in order to make the bread delicious, you have to put staples on them.
Well, I will tell you this. Somebody did go even further. I don't know. Yeah, I mean, somebody went even further and decided to make a song in honor of this new trend, stapling bread to trees.
Bread and a staple. Bread and a staple. Yeah. Bread and a staple and a tree. And a tree.
I'd rather him open for Blink 182 than Homie, personally, but that's just me.
Wow.
What is happening, man?
Oh, he made it rain with bread.
Yeah.
I did appreciate that part of the video.
Is this the point where we all look down upon, like, we're going to look back on this era and be like, yeah, that's the moment where everybody completely realized that we were morons.
Yeah.
The internet's bad.
Yeah. I mean, and I don't know what to tell you about this. I
love how baffled you are by it because, I mean, there's no explanation. I mean, I'm looking at the subreddit, which is literally just bread stapled to trees.
Bread stapled trees.
And then somebody actually posted a bagel stapled to a tree and asked, my first staple, does it count?
And what was the overall opinion?
Well, there's only been two comments so far. And
you asked that, didn't you?
I was actually curious for a second.
Two people said no.
I was wondering, does bagels don't count?
It's bread.
What
right?
about waffles?
Yeah, well, I mean, anything.
I haven't seen any waffles
How about
yet.
French toast.
Oh, good call, Vic.
I feel like that's only like in like places like Bellevue.
Oh,
that's fancy.
Yeah. So I think we need to really step it up. I think the cool thing to do is to take pancakes and staple them to maple trees.
Oh,
that to me. How about
that's the Canadian version?
Well, because you get the syrup.
Mm-hmm.
And you already, boom.
That makes too much sense. I say we just go pancakes, duct tape to rocks.
Oh, there you go.
That'll be our new trend.
You're right. That would be about as much sense as bread to staple out to the trees.
You know, I will say if I was walking around or exercising at a park and I saw food stapled to a tree, I wouldn't be that mad about it. Especially if it was like pizza. I'd be like, oh.
Okay, so yeah.
Love me a snacky.
I'm not going to get angry. I'm not going to be like, yo, you effing trees. But I think I'd be like, what the hell? This is stupid.
I'm like, why are you wasting good food, man?
That's one of the things, Danny. I think I was going to be afraid that you might be attacked because somebody did post a picture of pizza stapled to a tree and said, this is bread technically.
That's true.
First
true.
Comment, this is a waste of pizza.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I hope they ate the crust for it before they did that.
Yeah, as long as they didn't lick it before putting it on the tree, I'd eat it.
No, the crust is there, and I can't.
Oh, you don't mind the staple and the tree bark all over it?
Took the tree, the staple out.
Okay.
Take the tree out too.
On YouTube, I love this comment. Plot twist: the trees are staple to the bread.
Whoa!
Now I get it.
Yeah. All right, so everybody in the room is like, we have no idea, at least I feel like. All right, so we're now some, there's a generation that surpassed all of us, and what the hell's going on? Is that what we're saying?
I mean, I would rather them do that than lick ice cream in a store.
Oh, mm-hmm. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm. So, I mean, if you're going to do something, you might as well staple a bread to a tree.
Yeah.
Just seems a little stupid, but.
That's not really hurting anybody as far as
knock
I know.
Knock yourself out, kids.
Yeah. I mean, really, if this is the worst you're going to do, yeah, then at least we're moving in the right direction as a society. I'll give you that. All right, we got to tell you about these two guys that got into a tiki torch fight at the mall. Okay, well, you know, I walk the mall all the time. Why don't I see this greatness? Oh, by the way, they did this for a very, very dumb reason. Steve's going to tell you all about it. He's got the Migs report for you at 6:17.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
99.9 KISW. The Rock of Seattle.
If you're hearing an informative newscast right now, well, then you must not be listening to BJ and Migs. Live from the KISW News Center in downtown Seattle, this is the Migs Report.
Well, thanks, you guys. Thanks to Snoqualmie Casino for giving us the Migs Report, and happy National Underrated Treat Corn Fritter Day.
Ooh, corn fritters.
You guys don't like those corn fritters?
I'm not sure. I'm sure I've had them, but I forget what they look like.
Aren't they like hush puppies?
They're kind of like hush puppies.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Oh, I'm hearing disdain in the Rez voice.
I've never had them before, so I don't know until I try them, I guess.
Well, I don't like them.
What's in a hush puppy again?
It's cornmeal. Cornmeal.
Yeah. Oh, that's just fried. It. It's like cornbread?
Kind of.
Oh,
potato, though. Right? And hush puppies, isn't it?
I know it has cornmeal in it.
I don't know.
See, that's the thing.
It's like
these fried balls.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it's cornmeal based batter.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, what's wrong with cornmeal? I love cornmeal.
No,
well,
that's fine.
Danny's
yeah.
a hater over there.
Oh, yeah, I'm not Danny, no. You know what? I don't like cornbread, though, so.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, go man. Home. Yeah,
you're not allowed to my barbecues anymore. Yeah.
There's the corn fritter right there.
Oh, yeah.
Delicious. All right. It's also Guinea Pig Appreciation Day.
Oh, okay.
Which is every day for Richard Gere. Which maybe millennials have no idea who he is.
No, no.
And why that's a joke.
I don't get the joke. I know who Richard Gere is.
There was rumors that Richard Gere... Have you ever seen the episode of South Park with Lemmy Winks?
No.
Ah, man.
Yeah.
Well, let's just say, like, you know how, like, hamsters and gerbils like to go through tubes?
Sure.
And, like, that's what they do for fun?
Gotcha.
Richard would put a tube...
Allegedly.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Yeah. And the gerbil would go visit.
Okay.
There you go. Happy Richard
Gere. Yeah, it was
Day.
Like a habit trail. And one end of the habit trail was where the gerbil lived, and the other end of the habit trail might have been a man named Richard.
Gotcha.
Now, these have never been confirmed.
No.
He has yet to confirm that this is an actual thing.
Yeah, apparently.
So it says assumptions.
The gerbils had agents, and apparently we just couldn't come up with enough money to interview them to get confirmation.
Yeah. So happy Guinea Pig Appreciation Day.
Yeah, everybody. There you go.
You have a guinea pig appreciated today.
Again, though, how do you feel, Steve? That. Don't you feel old that, like, people don't even know that story? That was a huge story, rumor, whatever, controversy.
Can, like, Pete Davidson also have the same thing happen to him or something like that?
Wow.
Just so we have a more current guy?
Boy, you picked the guy you really don't like. You picked Pete Davidson.
Someone's like, it was a gerbil. Eh, close enough.
Yeah, gerbil, guinea pig, hamster.
Rodents, whatever.
Lemmy Wings.
Yeah,
watch the Lemmy Wings episode of South Park.
All right, yeah, Danny.
It's truly one of the greatest episodes of South Park ever. It's right up there with Scott Tenorman Must Die.
On it.
It's such a good episode.
You want to say before or after he has to finish all Seinfeld's episodes? Because you told him to do that.
I say before because I think he will enjoy that as opposed to the Seinfeld episodes.
All right.
All right, let's talk about these two guys. They were in Wisconsin on Thursday. They got into a fight at the mall food court, BJ.
Woo! I love the mall food court.
And for some reason, they were both armed with tiki torches. Apparently, they grabbed them from the restaurant patio and they started sword fighting with them.
Okay, that's pretty epic.
Thankfully, they were electric torches, so they weren't swinging open flames or any kind of risk of people getting burnt or burning down an area or anything along those lines. But here's the reason why they did it. Cops say the fight started because one of the guys gave the other guy a ride up from Chicago, but then got mad when that guy wouldn't buy him a cell phone. So they pulled out the torches and started having a fight.
Wow, these are geniuses just in the making.
One ran off, the other one's a 21-year-old dude, and he was arrested, of course, for doing what he did.
Because he's an idiot.
Now, I mean, when you're doing something illegal, I think we've talked about this before. I mean, let's just use, for instance, maybe you're smuggling a bunch of drugs in your car.
Okay, that's a thing that could happen.
It's wise not to violate any traffic laws.
Yeah, we do talk about that all the time.
And it always seems like someone gets pulled over for doing something stupid, and then they look through the car, and then they find, oh my gosh, there's a bunch of illegal stuff going on.
Drugs.
Well, the 25-year-old guy, his name's Emmanuel from Quebec, or Manuel, and he was driving a minivan in New York, and he was speeding, so the cops pulled him over. They go to his car. They smell some weed. They search the vehicle and find 179 pounds of marijuana in duffel bags.
Look at that.
Got to imagine he was bringing them in from Canada.
Yeah, that seems right.
I don't know about you guys, but these stories always get me. I can't watch these videos anymore because it's just like cutting onions every time.
Oh, really?
You know those moments when like they bring somebody out and then like at a sporting event and then all of a sudden out of nowhere comes the dad, the brother, the son that's in the military that you haven't seen for years.
Those are awesome videos.
Yeah. So this happened in Pennsylvania, man. It's pretty awesome. This woman by the name of Jennifer, she got invited to throw out the first pitch at a minor league baseball game. They were honoring the troops. Her son's been stationed in Okinawa with the Marines for the past 2 years, and that's part of why she was a part of the whole ceremony. She had no idea, though, if someone was going to be there. So she throws out the first pitch. The catcher catches it, pulls off the helmet, and it's her son.
Oh, damn. That's cool. I like that reveal.
And I guess they haven't been able to even talk much over the last, maybe once every couple of months just because of where he is. So it was a giant surprise for her. And she's seen these homecoming online videos before, and she always says, man, that'd be cool if it happens to me, but it's never going to happen to me. Well, it did.
Well, it did.
The cool thing is his tour is over, and he's home for good. So they're going to see a lot of each other from now on.
2 years, man. I mean, that's tough on a parent.
Mariners.
Yeah.
It's tough being a Mariners fan, BJ. They're in Oakland tonight.
Yeah.
That game starts at 7 o'clock. You can watch it on Root Sports. Mariners are only 15 and a half games out of the wild card spot, boys.
Okay, and you know what? They're not the Orioles. Okay?
That's true.
Yeah.
76 degrees. We're going to have some sun later. Thank you, Shane Company, for giving us the Migs Report. And that's what's up. And this text is the greatest text ever.
Yes.
Apparently, Richard Gere's back in the hospital.
Why is that?
He's having a mole removed. Thank you, Brian and Auburn.
That's very good.
Right?
That is very good. I don't think I've ever heard that one before.
That's the first time I've heard it.
That is very, very good. Oh, man, that's awesome. All right, we got to talk. We've talked about this subject before. I have witnessed this happen, and I don't know what to tell you about this because all of us use these delivery services to bring food from our restaurants to our homes. It's not the restaurant itself that's got the delivery service. Somebody will basically be a ride-sharing delivery person.
There's a few of them. I've yet to use any of them.
Same here. Me either. Never once.
Oh, we use them a lot.
I use so many of them.
Yeah, we use them a lot. Because when we board game, either at houses or sometimes we go to our buddies at Vernon Wells, there's no restaurants around to go to, so we got to rely, or it's late that we got to rely on, you know, these car services that will deliver the food.
Yeah, I'm old-fashioned. I only use it if they have their own in-house delivery driver.
I don't blame you, dude.
Seriously, I don't blame you.
Shout out to Jimmy John's.
Yeah. They always get to my place freaky fast.
Fast. There's a guy named Chris in Pennsylvania. He was very surprised to find some of his barbecue ribs had been eaten by the DoorDash delivery driver.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
See, my question with these, and we hear this happens quite a bit, who do they think, did they not think they're going to get caught?
And
who else is eating their food?
And you know that people complain because we've complained, and they always say, we're going to think about this driver. We'll reevaluate this driver's status. But I just feel like maybe they don't got enough drivers, so they just got to tolerate the pilfering.
And it just sucks because on the flip side, then you have also people that screw over some of these drivers. It's like, you got guys like that are making the delivery drivers look bad. And then I know buddies that do that, you know, to get some extra income. And there are times where they don't get paid because people, like, try and pull a quick one on them. And they'll just say, oh, no, the food was touched or this, that, and the other thing. So it's like you're screwing over other people that are just trying to, you know, make an honest buck.
There's this dude, Chris, talking about how he ordered two exact orders, but one is clearly different.
Opened up the food, looked at it. One was half eaten, one was full. Here's mine. You see the piece right here. It's been torn off, a good chunk of it eaten there. I was just dumbfounded. I was really shocked that something like that would happen. I guess she pulled over to the side of the road and just decides to have herself a little snack before she delivers. That's crazy. I don't understand people why they would have to do something like that. It's somebody's food. You paid for that, you expect to get it. You pay for a service. Treat your customers with respect. Treat somebody how you would want to be treated yourself.
And I like that he gave us a life lesson at the end of all of this.
This is the thing, you know, but when you realize third-party services, random human beings being involved with that, and not the highest paying job in the world, and you don't have to do anything to qualify for this job but just have a vehicle, you're not going to get the most genius or at least ethical people involved because, well, this is what they're doing. I hate to say it. Some people, like you said, are like your buddies.
Yeah.
That, you know, they're just looking to make a couple extra bucks, and some of those folks are great, you know, and then there's these guys.
Yeah, that just ruin it for everybody.
Yeah, it does suck. And we've had it happen so much, and we've always blamed, Rev, we've always blamed the restaurant, and now we realize, oh no, it's not the restaurant. No. So when you order something that's really tasty, like cookies, you never get them.
Just, you got to order the terrible food.
Yeah.
Like asparagus.
Yeah.
What's so terrible about asparagus?
Nothing. It's worse than cookies. That's
all. Okay. All right. Solid. Well, yeah. We talked about this yesterday, and Steve said that he would never be able to do this because if it were fries, he would just be grabbing from the bag.
I was just thinking, if it's barbecue and that's in my car,
right?
It's going to take everything in my, I would be the worst of
it
these.
It smells that's why I don't so do good. So I don't want to necessarily like condone what he's doing, obviously, but I mean, I kind of get it.
What really sucks, I think, for the restaurants, and they don't know it, is that we have madness towards them.
Yeah.
That we just assume they screw up the order, but now we're realizing they haven't screwed up the order. It's that the stuff's getting stolen by the driver.
Dude, how crazy is this? Someone just texted saying, my restaurant now does DoorDash. As a company, we now include a full bag of our house-made potato chips and a drink for the drivers just to prevent this.
Aww. Good call.
That is a smart idea. That is a really smart idea.
I always hated when we have any kind of delivery service like that order, because some of them you put the order in online and then the driver themselves put the order in through the restaurant, and it was just a pain because they didn't really know. It's like, oh, do you want this and this with it? They're like, oh, I don't know.
I'm just delivering it to someone.
It was just always a pain in the ass, and then they never tip up. Like, because they get tipped themselves. So the restaurant itself, the hostess or whoever is putting the order together, never gets tipped.
Oh, that sucks.
So it's just, we never liked them. It wasn't fun for us.
Yeah. There you go, folks. America.
But also, it's really nice to, you know, not go to the restaurant at all and have to talk to anybody.
Yeah, see? You'll so even put up with half an order.
Dude, I have no problem getting in my car and going to pick up the food if they don't have delivery through their own company.
You know, I wish I could say the same.
But like, you know, if I'm getting Indian, we get it to go, I'd rather just go there and grab it then, as opposed to like have to wait for somebody. Plus, you got to wait for the deliverer to other people. I don't know when the hell I'm going to be getting my food.
Yeah.
I'd rather be a little bit more in control of it. They don't promise to be freaky fast like some places.
Yeah. It is a certain type of customer like Rev and I, where we're just busy doing what we're doing. We don't want to stop what we're doing, so we don't care when the food gets there.
Nice for you to assume that about me. No, it's literally because I can't talk to people.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
I'm a nicer guy.
Yeah, no, I've gone to different restaurants because I didn't want to go to a restaurant because I didn't want to order from them. Just because I got anxious because I didn't know what I wanted to order, and I was getting anxiety. It sounds so stupid.
The internet has every menu known to man on there.
I know, but I look at them, and then I'm like, do I want to go in this place? No, I can just get it delivered to me, and I don't have to worry about it.
Why not just pick what you want, call, order it, and then pick it up?
That means I would have to call and talk to people on the phone.
My God.
And then they start asking me about other things and the other options, and I start panicking, and I've literally hung up on people because they asked me too many options.
Man, I did not know that you had that much anxiety about this.
It happens a lot.
Do you make your own doctor's appointments?
Most of the time, if I can do it online, yeah, sure.
So you need some places you can order online to go. You'll do that, though.
Yes, absolutely.
We need a service.
Yeah.
Somebody, you go online, and then that person calls for the rev.
Oh, boy. Or we could
call
just...
Call it the anti-social food ordering network.
Or maybe somebody could go seek a little help.
I like one person. It's a good thing you chose a career in radio, Rev. You do speak for a living.
Yeah, I know, but it's different. I'm just talking to you guys.
Well, pretend that you're talking to BJ when you order your food.
Oh, that helps.
Yeah, then I'm going to get the greatest service ever because I'm usually yelling at BJ.
Well, if you refer to them as BJ, you never know.
Yeah, you never know what happens. I can't believe it happened to me.
Well, yesterday...
Sir, why do you keep calling me BJ? That's the only way I can order my food, BJ.
It's the only way. BJ, you're just BJ for this transaction.
Don't worry about it. Rev, you answer the phones and you can't talk to people?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you've heard the calls that we get.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You try to talk to them as little as possible.
Hey, that's not the dumbest phone screener I've ever had in my business.
Thank you. I mean, I
know exactly what you're about to say.
I know what you're
absolutely
too.
Right. Yeah, he's not the dumbest choice. When I worked for The Buzz, they literally gave me a phone screener with a hearing impairment, and he could not hear the people he was talking to.
No, in all fairness, that doesn't make him the dumbest. He's just impaired.
No, I meant the dumbest move.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, he wasn't dumb. It was the dumbest choice of a phone screener. Yeah, thank you for clearing that up. Because he's a good dude. It was just...
He could be bright. He just can't hear you.
I'm telling you, you know, and it was a talk show. So I'm on here going, blah, 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 and trying to fill the time until I can see on my screen that I have a phone caller. And I'm going 10 minutes, 20 minutes. It is a half hour. I'm like, blah, 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 blah. Finally, I'm like, where is everybody? And I go in there, and he kept telling me, oh, no, 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 there wasn't good enough. And then eventually he broke down in tears and said, all right, I can't hear these people, so I just keep telling them, no, thank you, we don't want your call. And I'm like, what? And he says, yeah, I have a hearing impairment. I really can't hear people on the phone.
And people have wondered how I've managed to be here for 13 years.
Right, the bar was set very low.
So low.
Who hires a hearing impaired guy to screen calls? Who does that? And then, of course, they give them to me because they hated me.
Yo,
really worked out well. All right, yesterday, Steve, he did get this one wrong.
Armando Perez is better known as what rapper who shares their name with a breed of dog?
Huh?
Armando Perez is better known as what rapper who shares their name with a breed of dog?
Snoop Dogg.
No.
Lil Bow Wow.
No.
Nice. Poodles. MC Poodles.
No.
MC
Poodle.
Yeah, I can't wait to get to the next MC Poodle show.
Dude, yeah. His streaming went up yesterday after I gave him a mention.
Oh, yeah.
He got like 6 plays.
Yeah. And either this guy Pitbull, who was the right answer, nowhere near as good as, MC Poodles is the... You want a shot at beating Steve? Sure. 206-421-ROCK. We're playing Beat Migs at 647 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. He's here right now and has agreed to answer more of your questions about bankruptcy. What's the difference between filing for bankruptcy and credit counseling?
Credit counseling is a useful process in some circumstances, but it does show up on your credit. In fact, from a credit scoring standpoint, credit counseling shows up just like a bankruptcy, so it's going to affect your credit as negatively as filing bankruptcy. In credit counseling, the idea is that a credit counselor works with your creditors on your behalf to try to lower interest rates or work out payment plans with your creditors to pay back your debt over time. In credit counseling, you almost always pay back 100% of the debt, sometimes at lower interest. And of course, some creditors will participate in that process and some won't. So you're usually left with kind of a mixed result with credit counseling and, of course, a high payment.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.